This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. June is Pride Month, and authorities are now asking for help locating suspects who were stealing Pride flags around the Denver area. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
There have been 6 reported incidents in Arvada. In Lakewood, another homeowner reported the theft of a Pride flag. And in Denver, a flagpole with a Pride flag was ripped out and thrown to the ground. In several cases, the thieves included derogatory messages. No arrests have been made. Earlier this month, the Colorado GOP called on people to burn Pride flags. The party chairman, Dave Williams, said the Pride movement was harming children. Williams has faced widespread criticism for his message, even within his own party. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
An effort to give Colorado more federal judges is moving forward in Congress. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Under a bipartisan bill, the state would eventually get 2 more federal judges, part of an effort to add more than 60 judges around the country. Colorado currently has 8 federal district court judges, a number that hasn't increased since 1983, even though the state's population has nearly doubled. While the judicial expansion bill passed a Senate committee unanimously last week, its future is uncertain. Congress hasn't approved an expansion of the federal bench in 30 years. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
RTD says it will soon begin major repairs on track defects that are slowing down E and H line trains in the southern Denver metro to 10 miles per hour. RTD rail boss Dave Jensen says only small sections of track need attention.
This is not a full depth replacement. This is us going in, cutting out a piece of rail and putting a new piece in that's brand new, shaping it properly, and restoring service completely.
Jensen says crews should make progress by September. Commuters say the slowdowns and other repair projects have made some lines virtually unusable. High fire danger for parts of Colorado today. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have red flag warnings through this afternoon. This is CPR News.